Good afternoon.
各位下午好。
You're loud.
Maybe.
Okay. The letter of James deals with very practical problems.
雅各说这是针对非常实际的问题。
We've seen so far in chapter 1 how the believer is to respond to trials.
在第一章中呢，我们看到信徒如何回应试炼的。
James has also dealt with the problem of temptation.
雅各也同时提出了试探的问题。
Temptation results in sin because of our own wrong desires.
试探之所以产生，乃是人的私欲。
But we can overcome temptation.
但是我们是可以战胜试探。
We must humble ourselves before God.
那就是我们在神面前应该谦卑。
We submit to His word.
顺服神的话。
We accept what the Bible says about us.
接受圣经对人的审判。
We let it produce its fruit in our lives.
从而使其在我们的生命当中结出果子。
James continues in chapter 2 with another practical problem.
雅各呢，在第二章中提出了另一个非常实际的问题。
Christians sometimes wrongly show personal favoritism.
那就是信徒们有时会以貌取人。
He begins in verse 1 with a simple warning against such favoritism.
他在第一节经文当中就发出了这个警告。
In verses 2 through 7, he gives the illustration of wrongly favoring the rich over the poor.
在第二到第七节经文中举了一个有关嫌贫爱富的例子。
He had already hinted at this potential problem in verses 9 and 10 of chapter 1.
其实在第一章第九到第十节经文当中他已经暗示过这个问题。
He explains how that favoritism is illogical.
他解释了偏待人是不合理的。
Then in verses 8 to 11, James presents a broader argument against favoritism.
然后呢在第八到十一节经文当中雅各提出了一个更大的论据来支持不可偏待人这个论点。
In verses 12 and 13, he wraps up his argument with a final exhortation.
在第十二、十三节经文当中，他用一个最后的规劝来结束他今天这个论断。
Favoritism continues to be a problem in churches and among Christians.
偏待人在当今的教会和信徒当中仍然是个问题。
In favoritism, we give special treatment to one person or group over others who have claimed to equal treatment.
所谓偏待人，就是指我们有时候特别关注某个人或某个团体，而忽视需要同等对待的其他人。
It is not favoritism or partiality to give more help to those who need more help.
帮助需要帮助的人，并不是我们这所说的偏待人。
It's right to give special treatment to those with special needs.
特殊对待那些有需要、特殊需要的人是正确的。
Favoritism gives special treatment.To those who have no rightful claim to special treatment.
偏待人是指特别照顾那些无权要求被特殊对待的人。
Sometimes children accuse parents of having a favorite child.
有时候呢，孩子也会不满父母偏袒他们当中其中的一个。
Children sometimes think that one child gets special treatment better than the others.
孩子们也是会认为他们中的一个得到比其他人更好的照顾。
Favoritism can be a problem at school as well.
偏待人在学校当中也是一个非常普遍的问题。
Sometimes boys are favored over girls or girls over boys.
有时候就是老师重视男生或轻视女生或者相反。
The same problem can continue in the workplace.
同样在职场当中也会出现同样的问题。
Unfortunately, even in the church, Christians sometimes wrongly favor some over others who should have equal treatment.
不幸的是，就算在教会当中，信徒们也做不到一视同仁。
James tells us in this letter what God thinks of that.
雅各呢，在这封书信当中告诉我们神是如何看待这个问题的。
James begins with an exhortation, don't show favoritism.
雅各用一个规劝开始本章，那就是不可以貌取人。
Although some translations express it this way, James does not say it so simply.
虽然我们是这样翻译的，但其实雅各并非如此简单的来表达他这种观点。
Instead, James connects it with our faith.
相反，而是他将它与我们的信仰联系在一起。
Do not be holding your faith in Christ along with favoritism.
他想说的是，不要把你在基督里的信仰与偏待人放在一起。
He's not simply forbidding favoritism. He's saying also that it's inconsistent with our faith in Jesus. Soccer fans recently enjoyed watching the World Cup.
球迷们最近热衷于看了世界杯。
Although I usually do not follow soccer, we did watch the final game.
尽管David牧师不喜欢足球，但是呢，他还是看了决赛。
The stands were filled with people wearing the colors and even the shirts of their favorite team.
我们可以看到看台上坐满球迷，并且呢，身上涂上各种颜色和穿上他们自己喜欢的球队的球衣。
Can you imagine someone wearing the blue and white for Argentina cheering for Germany?
你能想象一个穿阿根廷队球衣的球迷为德国队喝彩吗？
Or wearing the German colors and cheering for Argentina?
或者穿着德国队球衣的球迷为阿根廷队喝彩。
That would be inconsistent.
这些都是不正常的。
It would be an unthinkable contradiction.
这会导致无法想象的矛盾。
It's similar when we say that we have trusted in Jesus Christ.
所以当我们说我们信基督却偏待人也是一样的道理。
In the terms of Apostle Paul, we have put on Christ.
使徒保罗说过,我们已经披戴上了基督。
We claim to be Christian.
我们宣称是基督徒。
We claim to have had our lives changed by Jesus.
我们宣称因着耶稣,我们的生命得着改变。
Yet when we show favoritism, we're cheering for the other side.
当我们偏待人时,我们却正在为对方喝彩。
We're not acting like God would act.
我们没有行出神所行的。God
does not show favoritism.
因为神从来不偏待人。
Therefore, do not be showing favoritism as we hold to our faith in Jesus Christ.
因此，我们在基督里要持守信仰时，就不应该偏待人。James
explains further the problem with the help of an illustration.
雅各借助另一个证据来进一步阐述这个问题。James
described the possible scenario in verses 2 and 3.
雅各在第二、第三节经文当中描述了这样一个场景。
A rich man comes into their church meeting. People can easily see that he's rich by his clothes and jewelry. At the same time, a poor man comes in.
与此同时,
his clothes also show how poor he is. What then happens in the meeting? Do the believers show the rich person to a nice seat? And how do they treat the poor man? Do they make him stand in the back? Do they ask that he sit on the floor at their feet? If we treat the rich better than the poor, James says that we are revealing what's in us. Showing favoritism reveals our inner values.
与貌取人,
it reveals that we do not understand God's values.
它显明了,
it may also reveal our failure to fully grasp reality.
同样显示了,
if those early believers treated the rich man better than the poor man, they showed that they valued the rich more than the poor.
如果早期信徒对待富人比穷人好，那就表明他们认为富人比穷人尊贵。
They believed that the rich person deserved a better place than the poor person.
他们认定富人比穷人更配得好位。
They acted as if they thought that wealth made that person better for whatever reason.
如果他们这样说的话，不管出于什么原因，就表示财富使人变得更好。
If someone asked us directly, if wealth makes a person better, we would probably say no.
如果有人问我们是否一个人财富可以使这个人变得更好，我们也许会回答说不。
But our actions reveal what we truly value.
但是我们往往所表现出的行为却显露出我们真正的价值观。
James says we're making judgments among ourselves.
雅各说我们在这世上定了自己的罪。
And he says that it reveals that our thoughts are evil.
同时他又说,由此可见,我们的心思意念是恶的。
Our thoughts are evil because we are not truly valuing what God values.
我们的心思是恶的,因为我们没有真正的认同神的价值观。
God has chosen the poor in this world to be rich in faith.
神拣选了世上的穷人，叫他们在信仰上富足。
Those who love God will inherit the kingdom of God.
那些爱神之人终将承受神的国。
When the poor love God, they are spiritually rich.
当穷人爱神时，他们在灵里是富足的。
They have a high standing before God.
在神面前，他们同样做高位。
But if we value the rich over the poor, we reveal that we do not value what God has valued.
但如果我们嫌贫爱富，就表明我们没有尊重神所宝贵的。
James is not saying that being poor makes a person better than being rich.
雅各也并没有说贫穷使人变得更好。
He is saying that when God has blessed the poor, they are better off than the materially rich.
他是说当神祝福了穷人，他们就比仅在物质上富足的要有福气。
James is also saying that God has chosen the poor for a special reason.
雅各也表示神拣选穷人是有其特别的旨意。
The Apostle Paul explains that reason.
使徒保罗也解释了其中的原因。
He also mentions areas in which we might wrongly show favoritism.
同时他也指出在某些方面我们会偏待人。
We find that in 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verses 26 through 29.
我们可以在哥林多前书一章二十六、二十九节中找到。加起我把这段经文读一下。弟兄们啊，可见你们蒙召的，按着肉体有智慧的不多，有能力的不多，有尊贵的也不多。神却拣选了世上愚拙的，叫有智慧的羞愧；又拣选了世上软弱的，叫那强壮的羞愧。神也拣选了世上卑贱的，被人厌恶的，以及那无有的，为要废掉那有的。便一切有血气的，在神面前也一个也不能自夸。
God chose the foolish and the weak, so that no one would boast.
神拣选了世上愚拙的和软弱的，因此无人能自夸口。
The prophet Jeremiah also warned of such boasting.
先知耶利米对此夸耀也进行过警告。加起我把耶利米书九章二十三、二十四节的经文读一下。耶和华如此说：智慧人不要因他的智慧夸口，勇士不要因他的勇力夸口，财主不要因他的财物夸口，夸口的都因他有智聪明，认识我是耶和华，又知道我喜欢在世上施行慈爱、公平和公义，以此夸口。这是耶和华所说的。
The noble and the intellectual also will tend to boast.
尊贵人和智慧人会自夸。
They are also those whom we potentially favor.
他们也是我们暗中敬佩之人。
We tend to give greater credit to the person who has a high university degree.
我们往往给那些高学历的人更多的赏识。
We tend to favor those who are well placed in society.
我们也对有很高社会地位的人保有好感。
We tend to favor the strong over the weak.
我们欣赏强者胜于弱者。
But God does not value worldly wisdom or the supposed intellectual achievements of men or the strength of men.
但神并不会宝贵世上有智慧的、获取的社会成就的或者强者。
He's also not partial to those who are well placed in society.
神也不会偏爱那些社会地位高的人。
One way it was strange that those early believers showed favoritism to the rich.
从另一方面说，早期信徒偏待富人也是一种非常奇怪的现象。
The rich were those who exploited the Christians.
因为当时富人都欺压基督徒。
They took them to court.
拉他们去公堂。
They slandered the name of Jesus.
也亵渎耶稣的名。
It's possible that James is referring to rich Jews who were trying to take advantage of other Jews who had become Christians.
在这也可能雅各所指的犹太妇人正打算利用或者捉弄当时已成为基督徒的其他犹太人。
In any case, their favoritism toward the rich did not match the reality of how the rich treated them.
不管怎么说，他们对富人的偏待与富人对待他们的方式是不相称的。
Favoritism may cause us not to see the truth in other situations as well.
偏待人也会使我们在其他境遇当中看不清真相。
Consider, for example, those who are wise according to the world.
举个例子，我们来试想一下那些世上的智慧人。
We would think of them as intellectuals.
我们认为他们是精英。
Who is it that makes fun of biblical beliefs?
那么又是谁在取笑和嘲讽圣经真理的人呢？
It's often those who call themselves intellectual.
正是那些自称是智慧的人。
We sometimes make the mistake of favoring those who have degrees and titles.
然而有时我们仍会错误地去赞成那些有学历有地位的人。
Churches elect those with titles or degrees to their boards.
教会也选有地位有学历的人担当长老。
They consciously or unconsciously bypass a common worker.
他们有意无意地避开普通的同工。
Yet that common worker might be more spiritually mature.
但是这些普遍的同工可能在灵命上更加成熟完备。
Jesus as well condemned many who were rich and powerful in the world.
耶稣也指责世上的许多富人和有权柄的人。
He did not condemn them because they were rich.
耶稣并没有因为他们的富有而责他们。
He condemned them because they were proud and heartless.
神指责他们是因为他们的骄傲和冷漠。
Great success in this world can make us proud.
成功使人感到骄傲。
God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble.
神却击打骄傲的，赐福给谦卑的。
James is not saying that we should treat the rich badly.
雅各也没有说我们要恶待富人。
Even when others treat us wrong, we do not return evil with evil.
甚至当别人恶待我们时，我们也不应该以恶报恶。
James is correcting our evaluation of the rich.
雅各是在纠正我们对富人的评价。
They are not better because they are rich.
并不是他们有钱，所以尊贵。
They should not be treated better because they are rich.
也不能因为他们富足就比别人得到更好的对待。
Verses 8 to 11, James presents a broader argument.
在第8到11节经文当中，雅各提出了一个更大的论据。
It applies to more than just the rich versus the poor.
这不仅仅是如何对待穷人与富人的问题。
Favoritism goes against God's law.
偏待人乃是刚反神的律法。
A Pharisee once asked Jesus, "What is the greatest commandment?"
曾经有一个法利赛人问耶稣，最大诫命是哪一条
？Jesus answered that the first commandment is to love God.
耶稣回答说，第一条要紧的诫命是爱神。
And the second is like it, love your neighbor as yourself.
第二条也一样，就是爱人如己。
The second commandment summarizes the law and our relation to other people.
第二条诫命总结了律法中人际关系。
James says if we are fulfilling this law, we are doing well.
雅各说，如果我们成就这个诫命，其他的也就成全。
If we show partiality, we fail to keep this law.
如果我们偏待人，我们就违反了这个律法。
We do not like others being treated as if they were better people than we are because they appear to be rich.
我们不喜欢看见别人仅仅因为有钱就得着比自己更好的对待。
We do not stop feeding ourselves if we are less rich today than yesterday.
我们也没有停止吃饭，因为一天比一天穷。
If we are showing partiality to others, we are not treating them as we treat ourselves.
如果我们不公平地对待他人，我们就不能待人如己。
We are not treating them the way we would wish to be treated.
我们没有用自己期望被他人对待方式去对待别人。
We are not loving them as we love ourselves.
我们就做不到爱人如己。
In the parable of the prodigal son, a young man takes his inheritance and leaves home.
在路加福音十五章十一节中，记录一个混子的比喻，就是那年轻人带着他分到的家产离家出走。
He spent all his wealth in wild living.
他在放荡的生活当中耗尽了他的财产。
When he became poor, he discovered that he had no friends.
当他成为穷光蛋时，他发现他连一个朋友都没有。
Now Jesus told this parable for a different purpose.
当然，耶稣讲这个比喻是为了不同的目的。
But it reminds us how people can treat the rich just because they are rich.
但是同样，它可以提醒我们，人们是如何对待富人的。
When the rich become poor, they are no longer friends.
对他们好是因为他们有钱。
We do not want to be treated that way.
我们不想被人如此对待。
We should not treat others that way.
所以我们不应该用这种方式来对待别人。
If we do not love others as we love ourselves, then we have broken the law.
如果我们不爱人如己，便犯了律法。
That makes us lawbreakers.
我们就变成了犯法的人。
Does not matter what law we break to become a lawbreaker.
但这不管我们是犯了哪一条律法。
In many prisons, the prisoners are all given the same clothes.
在许多监狱，罪犯穿的衣服都是一样的。
It becomes obvious from their clothes that they are prisoners.
从衣服上一眼就能看出他们就是被囚的。
It marks them as lawbreakers.
这也标志着他们都是犯人。
Does not matter if they stole or murdered.
这不管他们是偷盗还是杀人。
They all wear the same clothes.
他们都穿的一模一样。
They all are lawbreakers.
他们都是罪犯。
Showing favoritism is breaking God's law.
以貌取人乃是犯了神的律法。
It would make us a lawbreaker.
他使人成为了罪犯。
Those prisoners, all with the same clothes, may have kept many other laws.
再说那些穿着一样囚服的犯人，他们可能遵守了其他律法。
The thief may not have murdered.
小偷或许没有杀人。
He may have kept all the traffic laws.
他或许遵守了全部的交通法规。
He may have told the whole truth in court.
或许他告诉法庭了所有的真相。
But he remains a lawbreaker.
但他还是一个犯人。
We know this to be true in the supposedly big sins.
我们对这一点我们非常明白，对，我们明白对，这对一切所有大的罪来讲都是真的。
It's just as true when we do not love our neighbor as ourselves.
但我们不能做到爱人如己的时候，这同样也是真的。
It's just as true when we show favoritism.
当我们以貌取人的时候，这同样也是大罪。
It's a serious thing to sin in any way.
在从任何方面讲，罪都是非常严重的事情。
The state would view us as lawbreakers if we murdered.
我们杀了人，我们当然成为罪犯。
God would say we were lawbreakers if we committed adultery.
当我们犯淫乱时，神也会定我们为犯法的。
We are lawbreakers if we show favoritism.
如果我们以貌取人，这同样也是犯法。
Some people try to minimize their own sin.
有些人试图减轻他们自己的罪。
They imagine it to be not as bad as the sin of others.
他们幻想这个罪比其他人所犯罪要小很多。
But any sin makes us guilty.
但任何罪都使我们亏缺神的荣耀。
We become lawbreakers.
我们都成为犯法之徒。
When prisoners all wear the same prison clothes, you can't tell what the crime was.
当犯人们穿一样的囚服的时候，你是无法说出每个人具体所犯的罪的。
It doesn't matter.
这没有必要。
Each broke the law, and each now wears the clothes of a convicted lawbreaker.
每一个犯了罪的人现在都穿上了罪犯的囚服。
James summarizes and concludes this section in verses 12 and 13.
雅各在十二十三节中总结归纳了前面所讲的这内容。
Speak and act as those who are going to be judged according to the law of liberty.
你们既然都要受自由民主的律法受审判，就该照这律法说话行事。
This law of liberty is a law associated with freedom.
这里所讲的使人自由的律法是指与自由民主相关的律法。
It does not give freedom as some translations imply.
这并不是像这些译文所暗示的给予人们自由。
James has already mentioned the law which he has in mind.
雅各已经提到过这条在他心里的律法。
Love your neighbor as yourself.
那这条律法就是爱人如己。
From the letter to the Galatians, we know that Christian believers are not to return to the Mosaic law.
从加拉太书中我们知道基督徒不需要重新回归摩西律法。
Galatians chapter 5 verse 1 says, It is for freedom that Christ has set us free.
加拉太书五章一节中说基督释放了我们。叫我们得以自由。
But we are told that we can fulfill the law of Christ.
但在加拉太六章二节中，我们被告知我们完全基督的律法。
That's in Galatians 6, verse 2.
就刚才我说的加拉太书六章二节。
By loving our brother and carrying each other's burden, we fulfill that law.
通过爱弟兄，担当彼此的重担，我们就可以完全立法。
We are freed by Christ from the bondage of sin.
我们从罪的捆绑中获得自由，是因为耶稣。
We are freed from the bondage of the law.
我们也从律法的捆绑中得自由。
We are freed To be able to love God and love our neighbor.
我们得释放后呢，就能够爱神和我们的邻居。
It's the Spirit that bears the fruit of love in our lives.
是圣灵在我们的生命中结出爱的果子。
It's His life that is in us.
这是他的生命活在我们里面。
We are responsible to keep in step with the Spirit.
我们有责任亦步亦趋地跟从圣灵。
The law does not make us free.
律法不会使人得自由。
But we have been freed in order to obey this law.
但我们得自由是因为我们遵守律法。
Even as believers, there is a future judgment.
甚至对于基督徒来讲，也面临将来的审判。
It's called the judgment seat of Christ.
就是所谓的基督宝座前的审判。
This judgment does not concern our salvation, but our works.
这个审判并不在乎我们得救与否，而是我们所做的功。
Paul wrote in 2 Corinthians 5 verse 10,that we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ.
保罗在哥林多后书五章十节中写道，我们每个人必要在基督座前显露出来。
We will receive what is due to us for the things which we have done.
就是叫我们按着所行的受报。
In 1 Corinthians 3 verses 12 to 15, it says that our works will be judged at that time.
在哥林多前书三章十二到十五节中说道，个人的功在那时要被显明出来。
If the quality is wrong, they will be burned.
若所造的工程存不住，便会被烧毁。
We will gain no reward for wrong deeds.
就因我们的错误得不着赏赐。
God will judge or measure the quality, at least in part, by whether it is done according to the law of liberty.
神会根据使人自由的律法来测量我们所做的功。
Have we done things in love to our neighbor?
我们做工是否是本着爱人如己的心呢？
James concludes with a warning in verse 13.
雅各在第十三节中用了一个警告来总结。
For judgment will be merciless to one who has shown no mercy.
因为那不怜悯人的也要受无怜悯的审判。
Jesus also said this in the Sermon on the Mount.
耶稣在登山宝训中也提到过这一点。
Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy.
怜悯连续人的有福了，因为他们必蒙连续。
God will show mercy to those who have shown mercy.
神向连续的人施怜悯。
He will not show mercy to those who have not shown mercy.
他不会向不施连续的人不显明怜悯。
We are not earning mercy by showing mercy.
我们不是通过连续别人来赚取神的怜悯。
We are showing what our true nature is.
我们只向人显示我们真正的本性。
We are showing that we have understood and received God's mercy in our lives.
我们只是向众人显明，在我们生命当中，我们明白并得着了神的怜悯。
Jesus told another parable that helps explain this.
耶稣的另一个比喻也有助于解释这一点。
It's the parable of the unforgiving or unmerciful servant.
是一个有关于不愿饶恕和缺乏怜悯的仆人的比喻。
A king discovered that a servant owed him 10,000 talents.
一个王发现了一个仆人欠他一千万银子。
This is an incredibly large sum.
这是一笔无法想象的财富巨款。
It is approximately the income for 50 years of 4,000 common workers.
这笔巨款相当于四千工人大约五十年的收入。
The servant begged the king to be patient.
这仆人恳求主宽限。
But the king forgave the debt entirely.
但国王竟全免他的债。
That same servant found a second servant who owed him 100 denarii or about 4 months' wages.
后来这仆人遇见了一个欠他十两银子，相当于四个月工钱的他的另外一个同伴。
And the first servant would not be patient with the second servant.
那个仆人呢，却不宽容他那十两银子的仆人。
He had him thrown in jail.
并把他下到监里。
When the king found out, he called the first servant to him.
当这个国王发现这件事以后呢，他叫来那个欠他钱的仆人。
He said, should not you have had mercy on your fellow servant as I had mercy on you?
国王说，你不应当怜恤你的同伴，像我怜恤你吗？
He then had the servant punished.
然后呢，这个国王刑罚那个恶仆。
The first servant did not appreciate the mercy which was shown him.
第一个仆人显然没有对他得着的怜悯感激涕零。
If he had, he would have shown mercy on others.
如果他有的话，他就不会去怜悯别人，他就会去怜悯别人。
We also have been shown mercy.
我们是蒙神怜悯的。
God has forgiven our great debt of sins.
神赦免了我们无数的罪债。
It cost the very death of Jesus, the Son of God.
耶稣神的儿子的死就是为我们付上代价。
If we fully understand and appreciate the mercy shown us, we will show mercy to others.
如果我们完全理解并感恩我们所得到的怜悯，我们就会去怜恤他人。
If we are not merciful to others, we show that we have not understood and received God's mercy.
如果我们不向别人施怜悯，那就表示我们没有理解，并在心里面没有完全接受神给人的怜恤。
This is probably the sense in verse 13 that mercy triumphs over judgment.
这或许就是第十三节中下半句经文所要表示的含义，怜悯原是向审判夸一声。
Those who have been shown mercy need not fear or be ashamed at the time of judgment.
那些向人施怜悯的，当审判的日子，便不会惧怕或者羞愧。
Mercy involves both forgiving the guilty and showing compassion to those who suffer or are in need.
怜悯包括对罪的饶恕和对那些身处困境下不幸人的同情。
God will show mercy to the merciful.
神怜恤有怜恤心的人。
We do not earn mercy or forgiveness by being merciful or forgiving.
我们不是靠着怜恤或对人的饶恕而赚取神的怜悯。
However, our willingness to forgive others shows our understanding and appreciation for the forgiveness which we have received.
然而，我们甘愿去饶恕别人的心，表示我们真的明白和感激我们所蒙的赦免。
Showing favoritism to the rich over the poor fails to show to the poor mercy.
偏待富人，也使我们失去了对穷人的怜悯心。
Favoring the strong over the weak fails to show mercy to the weak.
仰慕强者，也使我们失去了对弱者的怜悯之心。
We could add other areas to this.
偏待人也涉及很多其他领域。
Do we judge others by race or nationality?
我们是否根据种族，一个人种族或国籍来判断人？
We don't like to be judged that way.
我们自己都不喜欢受到这样的对待。
God has not withheld mercy on that basis.
神也不会因为种族或国籍来不赐人怜悯。
We need to show mercy by forgiving as we have been forgiven.
通过我们以蒙赦免来赦免别人。
We need to treat people impartially.
我们要平等待人。
We need most of all to understand and to thank God for the mercy He has shown us.
最重要的是，我们应该理解和感恩神所赐给我们的怜悯。Amen.